You're live.
Welcome to Banter and Bonding.
You got it right.
Episode 5, I better have.
It's about time.
I didn't want to get yelled at again.
It's been a long time coming.
I know. Don't even start. Or do. I don't know. Whatever at this point.
It's fine. We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
So, how was your last 7 days since I talked to you on here?
Okay, good. I did not take anything from your house this week.
I checked it out when I walked in. I didn't see anything. There's a bunch of stuff in here, so I figured I wouldn't have missed it, but.
Yeah, I didn't have time or an accomplice this week because you already knew who my accomplice was, even though I did have a husband and 2 kids at your house this week.
You did?
A couple of times or just once or?
At least once.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple times. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Were they there tonight?
No.
Oh. Okay. I just kind of figured so since we had Lenny asking to play Roblox.
That's so funny.
That is funny.
What's even funnier is that his last name is spelled wrong. Like, who helped him set that up?
That's hilarious.
Probably Landon. Because Landon still doesn't know how to spell it.
No.
Well, his name just changed to it in June.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So yeah. He's never had to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he still struggles.
I am a little bit sickly, so I'll be coughing a lot tonight.
Well, you got your water.
Something.
Oh, so I don't get one of them fancy waters?
Oh, I was going to offer, no, but playing. I was like, I don't know that she actually would. No, because you're just like a straight water guy. But then I was going to offer you, gal. And then I was going to offer you, he had to find the keys.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Anyway.
You could have taken my van.
Yeah.
You could have rode dirty.
So what were we talking about? I was going to offer you a pop, but I was like, nah, I just feel like she just really wants water. I don't know.
Yeah.
Water. I offered water. So that's what you got.
I'll drink a pop throughout the day, but in the evening, just water.
Yeah. Holding for just maybe a second before they can't find the key.
Key to what? His car?
Yeah. It's in my purse.
You don't have a spare?
Yeah. No. Well, no.
Not oh, okay. Me. Oh. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
So we got some new equipment, so hopefully this helps with audio.
I can already tell. It's like super spectacular.
Through the phones, you can't hear it.
Right.
And I didn't even have to use those headphones that I bought. So I'm hoping that this fixes the issue.
But Laura also will watch it on every single
platform.
Platform.
Listen and watch.
Yeah, so she listens to it at least 6 times.
More than that.
Yeah, I said at least.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't actually ever. So if you need to get that, you can. Oh.
No, I don't. It's my 5-year-old.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so Laura definitely does a lot of the tech things, which I do appreciate that. I do want to shout out.
I spend a lot of time driving, so I listen to it while I drive.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal because I have to, it's not like I can do anything else anyway. So
yeah, I only get 30 minutes. If we didn't blab so much, then I could probably listen to it, but I only get 30 minutes in the car. Sometimes it's only 20 because I.
But you go 5 times a week. That's an hour. That's 5 hours a week. Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
Is that a question? Or like?
Let's just kick it off. What are you doing with your life?
Absolutely not listening to us.
Yeah, no, I want to say that we're on 10 different platforms.
Wow. Okay.
I think only 3 or 4. There's 3 strictly audio, 1 video platform that are well known. And then there's like the smaller ones. So Apple, Spotify, iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube are the main ones.
Nice. Very
but
nice.
Then there's like just random other ones. So like we have a program that pushes it out to all of them.
Right.
So that way it can be heard in other countries.
Cool.
So I think there's 10 different platforms that we're on.
Wow. I did not know that we were on iHeart. So thank you for the update.
So that actually happened because of my sister.
Okay.
So when she came up, what was that, 2 weekends ago? Yeah. She was like, I want to listen to it, but I only have iHeart. I'm like, you have an Apple, like you have Apple Podcasts, just click the button. Yeah. But so I made sure that it was on iHeart.
That's hilarious.
Which was an extra step, but it's on there now. Yeah. So all I had to do is click a button and it goes to all of them.
Is she happy? Did she say thank you?
She's the one that's been sending in all these questions. So
she's, well, she better say thank you.
She's religiously listening to it.
Great.
She's sending more for this.
So thing. When what I tell her she needs to say thank you, she better just say thank you. So she's going to hear that.
So when she was here, she was actually going to come crash the podcast.
Stop it.
And
why
I said,
didn't
you
she?
Should. I said, yeah. You should. She's like, yeah, but it's not at your house. And I would just feel awkward, like barging into someone's house. Like, wouldn't. Nah, just do it.
Yeah. It's totally, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
So next time she's up, next time you're up, you need to come in and barge in.
I'll send you the address.
Yeah.
We'll give Cody a heads
up. I could just tell you right now. Oh, you're probably not over the internet.
No. No. I'll text you.
Yeah. Yeah, text us for the address if you want to barge in. But you got to be legit. Like, we're not just going to send, like, any...
Well, she's halfway crippled, so... Because of her foot situation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, like, she hobbles.
Yeah, that's okay.
You can have authority while you hobble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So, nice. It was a good time.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'll double check that number, but I think it's around 10.
That's fun. Okay, cool.
So you have food this week.
I do have food this week.
You want to tell us what you
Well, I already
for
put
us?
It on Snapchat, so by the time everybody
oh,
sees
you did?
It. Yeah,
okay.
Because I think it's fun to like, and I also want to do blips throughout, like on Snapchat.
Maybe that's what you can do on the tech side of things.
There you go. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't Snapchat. Yeah. I don't TikTok. Yeah. I have to learn this though.
Yeah, yeah.
I've put one thing on Instagram. Like, okay. I'm not a poster. That's the thing. Like,
right.
So maybe that can be.
I could definitely do that. I'll pick
that
up
that can
the
be.
Slack.
I gave you all the logins. I created all of them. You have all the logins.
I just need to write them down in my password book. That
it's literally the same login for everything.
I know.
We should probably change that. But I was in a hurry.
It's fine.
So
it makes it easy for me. Okay. So this is just something that I found on the internet. But I did talk to somebody about it, and they said that this is actually a thing. Like, people, Midwestern people.
Midwest? I have never heard of this
same.
In my life.
Midwestern people have
I'm
done
talking,
this.
I'm talking, like, I could get behind chili and cinnamon rolls.
Right, same.
I have never heard of this in my life.
So this is apple pie. This is just traditional apple pie. I didn't bake it, but it's, you know, Walmart special because that's how Heather rolls. And shredded.
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar. Yeah. So shredded
fresh
by
shredded.
Shredded. AKA by AKA also known as no. Anyway, from Laura's hands.
Yeah, I don't buy pre-shredded cheese.
Laura shredded this sharp cheddar. So we are going to dive in.
I guess.
Okay. So I got you a plate. I got me a
Thanks.
Plate. You're welcome. I did not sprinkle. I gave us both enough for probably the whole entire pie.
This is a lot of cheese.
It, because I didn't know how much we were going to actually do.
Probably just one bite.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm not having hopes for this.
I don't know.
So, like, what ratio do we do? Do we just do, like that?
That's what I'm doing. Just one little dollop. Dollop of cheddar.
I don't want Daisy on this.
I do not want Daisy either. I feel like mine's a little bit more than
cheese?
Yours, but that's okay. Yeah, totally fine.
I could put more in there. I'm a big cheese fan.
It's your cheese. It's your pie.
The filling's good.
Okay, ready? And stuff. Don't even like the texture already.
I'm not mad about this. I'm not the texture person, but flavor-wise, it's not the worst thing I've ever had.
I'm not even for sure that I even taste it, really, other than, like, just, like, this really, like, light.
Yeah, it's very... The
subtle.
Apple definitely overpowers the cheese.
Yeah.
But it's a very... Okay, the aftertaste is a little more cheesy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you
if
get
If I
that,
was starving, I could eat this.
Absolutely. And then, like, you get this little, like, hint of, like, the sharpness of the cheese is, like...
However, I'm not a fan of the texture mixes.
Yeah, no, the texture was like,
maybe
whoa.
If we did the pre-shredded just because it's harder and not so soft.
Right. That's true,
so
too.
So it would match more of the apple.
Yeah, but that sharp and that, yeah.
I'm not mad about this one.
I'm not either, but it's not like something I would just like normally go buy.
If I showed up to a cookout, I would still question it.
But
I don't know if I would choose to eat it. But again, if I was starving...
It would be a thing.
Yeah, I'm not taking this to Friendsgiving by any means. Or maybe I will this year just because.
Because I'm the friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that we do Friendsgiving, but.
Yeah. It's really good. It's good. I would do it again. And I would tell my friends about it. for sure.
How does that work?
Not for sure, but it's pretty spectacular.
Like, I might eat the rest of this plate.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
I just feel, I don't know, I'm just, I want to hate this so much.
So, okay, funny story. I think you overheard my husband. I made us plates, right? And he was like, why are you guys doing? Because he picks up the stuff for us when it's my turn. And
so does mine. He just doesn't know it.
And he delivered the cheese to Laura today in the school drop-off line.
A block of cheese.
I'm so proud of him for, like, just making everything so great in our lives.
I was like, well, this is awkward. Just at least you're hanging out my block of cheese.
Yeah. So he already kind of knew what we were doing. So then I was making us a plate, and he was like, well. And I was like, I don't know. So I made him a plate, and he was like, you can't even taste it. So it obviously wasn't that big of a deal, but, you know.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that it works.
Mm-mm.
But it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of just a plain cheese cup. Yeah.
Me too. I just already did that. I was like,
oh no. Rum and pick that up off your floor later.
It'll be fine. Just rub it in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not bad about that.
So. I kind of want to just like take a break.
Oh, well.
I was all right. I'll be fine.
Do you want to enlighten everybody, or do you want to talk about it next week?
I think, like, let everybody know.
All right, go ahead.
And then maybe next week, like, maybe post some pictures.
With an update?
Yeah, with an update.
So, literally, we were getting ready to hit record, and Heather got a phone call. Heather, what was your phone call about?
My mom calls me, and she says, you need to head on down to Casey's.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm going shopping.
I said, what? She was like, Keegan hit trailer with your car. I said, no way. She's like, yes, he really did. So I had to send my husband down there to do the, you know, duties. I don't know.
Insurance, yeah, support, whatever.
Keegan has it, but it's just like one of those things. You just want a parent there. My mom was there, but they took my daughter down to go get a snack for tomorrow's, you know,
events.
AR.
That's cool.
Yeah. AR party. So anyway. Yeah. So now we're listening to my husband and my mother and my son argue about how everything happened. And I feel like my car is totally screwed.
Go look out the window. There's a window right there that goes to your driveway.
Yeah, but I couldn't see it because Cody's car is in the way. I just feel like it's something that's really
bad. It is
bad.
What it is at this point.
Yeah, but I already have a wreck on my thing and my insurance is $500.
Because
and my
of
mom,
your kid?
Yeah. And my... Yeah, wow. Anyway, so obviously nothing was really great, and I hope that the trailer's not messed up. It's just my car, you know what I mean? Like, because it sucks when your insurance has to pay for everybody's stuff.
Yeah, you never want someone else's stuff to get messed up, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
There's a knock on our door. So, we're still listening to that.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Anyway, so update with pictures. I'll post it on Snapchat, I suppose. I mean, I don't have anything to lose, but, you know, my bumper.
It'll be okay.
So, also might need keys to a vehicle tomorrow to get to work.
You know where the lot's at.
I'm just devastated. This is like the second time that my car's been messed up and I've been without a car and, you know, all the things.
Well, we have a used car lot. Feel free to come pick one out for the week.
It just sucks when you're without your own car.
I know. You can drive my van.
I was actually going to ask that just because, you know.
The seats?
Yeah, I don't like Allie's car.
It's small.
It is.
That's why we bought it, though.
Yeah. It's
a teenage girl car.
It's not for big booty
first-time
Judy
driver.
Over here. Yeah. So, anyway, I guess back to our podcast. We've been, like, side-noting everything.
Sorry. Well, we're 14 and a half minutes, so we're not too far in.
Okay.
We spent more time on decorations last week. So.
That's true. Let's talk about this in the middle of the table. Can anybody
talk
see
about
that
it.
In
Go
the middle
for
of
it.
The table?
No. They can see the corner over there.
Okay, so last week, it was a Thursday.
Yeah.
We record
on Thursdays.
Yeah. So
and I try to get it posted that night.
Yeah. My husband called me and said, hey, I got something for Laura. And I'm like, what? And he was like, just so you know. And I'm like, okay. So my husband, like, has really taking a liking No, I don't know what to say. My husband has taken a, I don't know. Anyway, he, however I say this, it's going to sound so weird.
It is, so just say it, because I'm waiting.
He has.
I'm waiting to see how you get out of this mess you just started. Intently waiting.
He has, it's just going to sound stalkerish at this point.
He just
point.
Appreciates me.
But he has, like,
he's
dove,
fond of me.
Yeah, he has dove into, like, learning about you.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, he has, like, looked around, like, what does Laura enjoy? What does Laura
It's hard
hobby?
To miss all my Monopoly games, though.
Girl, I missed them all. I don't even know where they are at
you
in your
house.
You
just don't care about me enough.
Literally, I just don't even, where are they even at your house at
well,
this moment?
Well, a lot are in the garage, which he spends most of his time in.
Okay, so that makes sense.
At our house. Like, I have some on my desk. I have okay. some in my storage area.
Okay, and he also
I think
did,
I only have maybe one or two in my house.
Okay, so he's taken a... An interest.
An interest in my interest.
In my friend.
I bought him hose clamps.
She did buy him
You're
hose clamps.
You're not upset about that?
No, I'm not upset. It's just, I guess maybe the jealousy that he knows more about you than I do. And I feel bad for that, maybe. I think that's ultimately
think
the problem.
I know more about me, about meaningful stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But this is meaningful to you, is it not? Because you've looked at it how many times in the store?
Oh, probably 100 at
it
least.
It is a Monopoly game. I'm sorry. I showed it to the camera, but I never actually said it out loud. Yeah, Salinaopoly. So it's got all these little places on it, like from Salina.
Well, my goal in life is to own every single version of Monopoly before I die.
Okay, so...
There's thousands.
Yeah, that is so fun.
Yeah. Ace Hardware carries a lot of the weird ones, which okay. is where I buy a lot of my
okay.
games.
So this was in Walmart. Not yeah. spoiler yeah. alert, whatever. If you want to go get one,
I've
that's where
it.
It's at. So
I looked at it, almost bought it.
Laura is like, I've seen that several times and I just haven't picked it up. And I was like, well, look no further. It's here. So she's pretty stoked about it.
I am. But I didn't take it last week, even though I wanted to.
Yeah, because I made her wait so we could share. Anyway.
I came with gifts. Friday. Was that Friday?
Yeah. So
yes,
then
it was Friday.
She shows up to my house and.
Oh.
She shows up to my house and do you think this will mess with it?
Probably.
We're going to try it anyway.
With oh, we're a, doing it.
With a. It is a road trip
karaoke.
Karaoke. And we got this because we're going on a road trip.
Are we turning mics on and everything?
Yeah, because we have to show them that it actually works. Where did we get this? Where did you get this?
Temu.
No shame in her game.
Would you like to know what I paid for it?
What would you like? What would you pay for it?
Take a guess what I paid for this.
$5.99.
$2.50.
Okay, I was going to say, she looks a little cheap.
Hey, it works.
She's so cool.
I can't wait to take this on vacation.
Okay, but then we can hook up to the...
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
And we sang with it. What song did we sing?
Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Bye 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 by NSYNC. Yeah. So we played with that. That was so fun. It's got USB port. It's got a C cable.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. It yeah, obviously.
$2.50,
bro. And there's colors, but we just chose blue. Because
Two mics. Oh, you can even put a little...
chip in it.
SD card.
Yeah.
Sweet. I didn't even look at it. I just brought it over here.
Last week was the week of gifts, I guess. I don't know. It was super fun, super great, and I'm so stoked to... And the kids enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed it. We karaoke'd in the kitchen.
I was only allowed 6 minutes.
My husband
I shouldn't say I was allowed. I told my husband I would only be gone 6 minutes. Because I get carried away sometimes.
22 minutes later.
Stop.
But it was the shortest trip you've ever made to my house.
I think I was gone 11.
Okay.
I think I was here 8 total minutes.
I was going to say it had to have been
because I dropped, we sang a song, chatted for about a minute and a half, and I dipped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I brought you another gift.
Today?
No, on Friday.
Yes, my mic.
Your pink mic.
I am so stoked about this. This is like, I don't know, spectacular. And then she also can hook up a power something to it.
Yeah, so you can plug in a... USB cable.
Okay.
I just don't have an extra port or else I would show you. Actually, yeah. Hold on. I can unplug one of these charge ports for these phones. I need to get some power boxes. Extra ones.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, hello. So then, I think maybe this will work. Maybe not.
does.
And then
look at that thing.
There's a button.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
You can go like a solid color.
We are styling. That is so sweet.
Or you can do
rainbow.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I need to get some boxes.
Yeah. Okay. I probably have some boxes laying around here.
Yeah, but I need to figure. I need to get another one of these. So
oh, I see. More.
Well, I guess we can plug the phones into boxes.
Right. Well, we have extension cords upon extension cords upon extension cords.
Actually, we don't really anymore. We have my power one for two, my computer. Yeah.
Okay.
And that other cord can actually. Oh no, it goes to my USB thing.
Yeah.
But I got rid of. I don't know. Something else.
Well, when we get our table built. We're going to have to put plugs in it. Like, that's just going to be, it's just going to be a thing.
Yeah,
that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, so gifts out of the way, pie out of the way.
What you got for this week?
This week, I am like, I don't know. I wanted to, but now I feel like it's just kind of like, I don't know that.
You're in a bummed out mood now.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever. So at first, I told Laura about this so she'd have some info going forward. But now I'm just like, I don't know.
Next week.
Yeah,
we'll
next week.
We'll surprise it.
Next
we'll
week.
Save it for next
yeah.
week.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so we got.
Although it could turn your mood around. But I feel like next week would be better.
Next week will be better.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I think.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Like house cleaning stuff you want to talk about?
No. Mm-mm. What about you? House cleaning?
No, but can you pick your card up off the table? I don't know if it can see it or not.
Oops-a-daisy.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think my computer is blocking it, but just in case.
Good idea. What else could go wrong this week? What else could go wrong right now? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just start if you want me
go
to.
Go ahead.
I don't know what that sounded like.
Let's just continue.
So I've got a bunch of viewer questions, and there was a set that got sent in for last week that we didn't get to from a viewer.
Yeah, I think maybe let's just do all of that.
So I'm going to start at the bottom this time.
Okay, that's sort of fine.
That way we get some of this viewer's questions, and then we'll work our way up.
Okay.
In your opinion, what's the cringiest dad joke?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say like, okay, if it's like an actual dad telling it,
sure.
I don't know. I don't actually have, like...
There's nothing that Cody jokes about, like a dad joke that just drives you nuts.
He just don't.
You know what drives me nuts with Cole?
What?
When we're at the grocery store.
Okay.
And he goes to put the cart up and some other guy's walking by. He'll be like, hey, I left some gas in this one for you.
That's so sad.
That drives me nuts.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't have anything like that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
what do you want me to just keep going?
Yeah. I would like to do all the viewer questions because that's important to me.
What's the most embarrassing fall you have had in your life?
Okay, basketball. I hope that somebody on here is listening and has, like, in basketball, can tell me what game we were at. I want to say it was Villisca, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, we were at a basketball game, and I sprained my ankle. And as soon as I fell, I literally put my hand up to my head and flipped my head backwards, and it was like, oh! And everyone was like, that was so dramatic, but I literally had to wear a brace for like 3 more days. Like, it was so bad. But it just, like, I just was so sick to my stomach that I just was like, oh! Anyway, it was super, super embarrassing because everybody was like laughing in the stands instead of like, is she okay? Like, so embarrassing.
That's not even that bad.
Okay, go ahead.
So during COVID,
okay,
my sister-in-law and her family lived with us.
Okay.
So her oldest daughter came down to visit.
Okay.
And the three of us went to Walmart. I don't even know how it happened, but we were walking in. I grabbed the cart, and the greeter was like,
I can picture this. Keep going.
The greeter was like, hello, welcome to Walmart. Oh my God. If they listen to this, they're dying laughing right now. I know they are. And I was like, hey, thanks for welcoming us. And as I went like this, the cart flew down.
Oh, like, no, I knew it. I knew it.
Like, I biffed it. And they're right. Both dying laughing. And I'm sitting on the ground. This poor Walmart greeter is looking at me.
Land.
They're like, are you okay? And I'm dying, like, laughing so hard. I can't get up. And they're like, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I'm good. So I got up and we just walked away. Like, nothing happened.
That is
funniest thing ever.
That is so great.
I don't know how it happened. Like, I don't think I tripped over anything. Like, I don't know.
Like, you were so, like, trying to raise your other hand. You're like, yeah.
Apparently, I think I was just excited to be out in public.
Probably, honestly, so at that point.
It was funny.
That's hilarious. I can see it happening. That's pretty great.
And every time I walk into Walmart, in that particular side,
you're like, please don't.
I have like a small panic. Like, is this gonna happen again?
That is hilarious.
So that's my funniest
fall.
Hold yourself together. Pretty much.
Don't push on the cart.
Oh my gosh. What's the funniest word in the English language, in your opinion? Nincompoop. That's my funniest word. I think it's funny.
Where's your sister?
Wash your sister sauce.
Worcestershire. Like, what even? Like, why?
Worcestershire.
Why?
Wasn't that what it was?
Worcestershire. 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 Yeah.
I practiced that, but yeah. It's still wash your sister
yeah.
sauce.
No, yeah. Why did they do that to us?
I don't know. Yeah, what funny. Word in the English language do you not like? Worcestershire.
So confident.
You need a cough drop.
Yeah, I
I'll take the lead on this one. I hate the word moist.
That doesn't bother me.
It never did until people started saying it over and over and over again. Yeah. Like trying to make it weird. And now I don't like it.
Yeah, now you're just like, ugh.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Riz and no cap or whatever.
Yeah,
bussing. Yeah. They all drive me nuts.
I'm over that. What is the new? So there's a girl at work, and every time I talk to her, I don't even know why, but it just comes out. And I'm like, she's always like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm finna do something. Like, I say
finna?
That. I'm finna. I hate that for myself. I'm like, stop saying that. But it just comes out. Like, I just talk to my kid all the time, and my kid talks to me all the time. Like, you finna give me a drink? Or I'm like, no. Anyway, I hate that for me.
Have you ever seen the movie Drop Dead Fred? Where the girl has the imaginary friend when she's a kid, and then he comes back when she's an adult?
No.
Oh, okay, so I'll save this question. That's going to be an assignment for you. Watch Drop Dead Fred.
Okay.
Do flies or cockroaches gross you out more?
Ooh, I'd say cockroaches.
For sure.
Yeah. No, yeah. Ugh. For sure.
Then they want to know why, but I think it's obvious. Cockroaches are just disgusting.
They're nasty.
Yeah,
for sure. Nasty.
Talk in your best dog accent to answer this question. What breed of dog would you have been in a past life? And explain. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I don't even know how to.
The only thing I can think of is like the Fox and the Hound,
okay.
Like the way they sound, or Scooby.
Yeah, I was going to say
and
Scooby.
I can't get off of them.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm not going to do it in the dog sound. I hate to disappoint.
Okay, then what kind of dog do you think you would have been in a past life? If like reincarnation was a thing and that happened, like, okay, if you were a dog.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't believe in that. First off,
right.
Second off, if, I just if yeah, if, I just have to point that out. Okay, but if, which it's not, I would have to say like a bulldog. I have this extra saliva gland that I'm.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be your snaggle tooth.
No. You are the best. Not everybody can afford braces.
Do you
Laura?
Even have a snaggle tooth?
No, but that's so funny. Okay, no,
I can't afford second braces.
Off, second off, because I have this extra saliva gland. Like I constantly am like,
is that confirmed or do you just think that?
No, 100%. Like I drool all the time, and Keegan has it too. He just doesn't drool yet. Then also because like sometimes I just don't care. I'm just like, you know, say what I want when I want.
Have you met my lab?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, she's awful.
Yeah. I want to say like I'd be like a mastiff or something cool, Saint Bernard, like right. A big dog.
Yeah,
a Doberman.
Yeah.
But I would have, knowing my luck, I would have been a pug.
But I see.
You
it.
Know what I mean? That would be my luck.
Yeah, but Saint Bernards are super cuddly, super great.
Yeah, I want to be yeah. something like that. Yeah. But my luck, I would have been like a be. Pug.
Right?
Or
a little chihuahua. That would probably be me. A chihuahua.
A ankle biter. A lot like, of talk, yeah. but not much action. That's actually, right. they got a lot of little bite
they,
in
they
them.
They really do.
But yeah, I would have probably been a pug or, I don't know, a Pomeranian or
right, something
you know,
like
small and dumb.
Right. Right.
Not saying if you have one of those, they're dumb.
Small and yeah.
I'm just not a small dog person.
Yeah.
So, but that's that would have been my luck. Do you enjoy a good kerfunkle? Kerfuffle, sorry. Kerfuffle.
I want to say yes, but I'm not. I'm not for sure until
do you
I know
what
the,
a kerfuffle is?
No, can
that,
you please?
That's the next question.
Can you please give
so
me the definition?
So a kerfuffle is like a commotion or like a fuss, often when people have conflicting views. So like us, we often get into kerfuffles.
Laura and I like to fight like sisters.
We get into kerfuffles.
We do.
We actually got into one a little bit ago.
We really did. Yeah.
And I had to say Heather.
I know. And I and Laura. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So do you enjoy a good kerfuffle?
If I know I'm right.
But you're not a lot of the time.
Ever. No, not a lot of the time. Ever. In Laura's eyes, I'm not right.
I let you win one the other day at work.
Okay, explain because I'm not recalling it.
Remember when all of our coworkers thought we were like really pissed off at each other?
Oh, that was funny. It wasn't funny, but that was funny.
And we were just like, okay.
Yeah, I said
it's
Tuesday. Yeah, I said I'm done. Like I was so done with Laura. I was like, whatever, I'm done. And then one of the coworkers was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you guys were like fighting. And I was like, what?
What? If we were
she
fighting?
Was like, is she mad at you? Is Laura mad at you? And I'm like, is she? I don't think so. Well, you guys were like really mad at each other. I'm like, no, today's Tuesday. Like, what do you mean? No, mm-mm. No, we're good. Like, I'll call her right
we're
now.
We're still going to lunch in a
yeah,
little bit.
I'm going to call her right now and ask her if she'll braid my hair. And she'll be like, girl, I'll be up there in a minute.
Yeah, let
like,
me go get me some yeah. rubber bands and yeah, a comb and yeah. I'll be right there.
Yeah, this is so funny.
Don't ask me to French braid. I don't know how, but I can regular braid.
I was
going to
say rub my back or something, but you know, whatever. Like, braid my hair was just like, you know. I know, you're not touchy-feely. That's why, like, if you just
if
braid my hair.
If it's not your feet, I could probably manage.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to, but I would.
Okay.
Like, if
okay.
you got into an accident
aww.
And your back hurt, I would.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to, but I would.
Hmm.
Okay, anyways, on to the next one. What are perks to having teenagers live in your home?
Oh, okay. So I absolutely love all my kids, right? But I will say that Keegan, okay, what? What are you doing over there? You're just reading the head? Or
yeah, I am.
I'm like, dang.
I am.
Okay, so... like, I love all my kids, but Keegan is, like, my favorite person to hang out with because, and Lynx is getting that way, too, because she gives me some grief back. Like, it's fun, though.
She called
like,
us. She called me a moron again today.
Did she?
Yeah, well, I was trying to set stuff up.
Do me
she's like,
that.
What are you doing, you moron?
I love her. I think we should tell the story about Link. Okay, I like to hang out with them because they, like, more banter, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just, like, joke around.
And they don't get hurt.
Right.
They're not sensitive. Right. I mean, they're sensitive, but not.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the other day, Laura's mom was over here and she was like, should I take Jack home? And Lynxa was like, no, take me. And she was like, why would I take you? And she goes, well, he's the ugly one. And
she's I love that.
Okay. So yeah, Kelly was just kind of like, oh.
she didn't know what to say.
Lynx just babbled her. It's funny. Yeah. Laura's like, Lynx was like, don't take Jack. He's the ugly one.
I would say for me, when I'm successful, it's nice to have help around the house, like right. with chores.
Right.
Granted, they usually create 90% of the mess that they're cleaning up.
Absolutely.
Or like we have little, so mm-hmm. like I can run out to the garage and be like, hey, can you just keep an eye on him for yep. just a minute without having to carry him out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's super helpful. And when I'm, I don't know, when they have to watch for an extended period, I always pay them.
Okay. Yeah.
Like there was one time I just did not feel good and I was like, I just need an hour.
Yeah.
So I gave Landon $10.
Yeah.
To just watch Ryder. Yeah. Because I was like, I just don't feel
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Or like when I was painting, if Cole wasn't available, like Allie would keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. I would pay her. Mm-hmm. Cause it's not her responsibility at the end
Absolutely,
of the day.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't ever pay them much, but a few bucks.
Yeah.
And that makes them happy. And then they're more willing to do it again.
Yeah, but they can go down to Casey's and get a pop and they're happy.
I'm going
to
pay for it either way.
Absolutely.
But they
feel like they've worked for it and they got it in their hand. And
yeah, because let's be real. I'm going to pay for that soda. Absolutely. One way or another.
100%. Yep.
Can you cash at me?
Yep. Yep. I'm downtown with all my friends at fajitas. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
They're going to get it anyways. Absolutely. Might as well have them work a little bit for it. So. Yeah. What does your teenager have you saved as in their phone? For example, this is the viewer sending in. Mm-hmm. Mine was, quote, Satan with the frog emoji, end quote. LOL.
I actually don't know. I kind of really do want to know. For the longest time, I'm pretty sure he had me as Mom Maddox because he had a stepmom thing mm-hmm. in his life. But currently, he doesn't have that, so I don't know. I do know that Jack and Lynx both have me as Mamacita, and I absolutely hate that. Eli and Bentley started that. it's just Akko Taco for me.
I was going to look, but I don't know my screen time passcode. Can I change that? Probably not without knowing it, huh?
Right.
Because apparently hers is different than Landon does not have a phone.
Right.
He has a watch.
Okay. Does he still like his watch?
He only charges it when he needs to call one of us. It drives me insane.
So no. Oh, Keegan said he has me as Mama.
I'm locked out for a minute. but I think she just has me in her phone as TT.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Unless it's changed.
I knew it. What? Yep.
Oh my gosh. Hold on.
I mess with it too much.
Time out. Oh.
Sorry, my mic got a little off, and then it was falling, and then it was not working. Good? Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, I won't touch it.
So...
yeah, I don't think mine are anything fun like that, but that was fun. I'm so happy for that viewer that they were in their kid's phone as Satan with the frog emoji.
Yeah, mine's definitely not anything that fun.
If you knew their relationship, you would be dying laughing.
Okay, I wish. Maybe later.
Who would you save if you had to choose between a drowning dog or a grown man who never learned to swim?
I feel like either way I'm going to be like crucified over this.
I'm going dog.
Okay, why?
Because I love dogs more than humans.
Oh.
Like dogs are so loyal.
You don't think that man would be loyal after you saved his life?
Probably not. He's a man.
Just any rando, like, I don't know.
It didn't specify.
I don't know. I am not an animal person. I am not, though. Yeah, I am not attached to animals, but I also am not attached to humans.
Yeah, I would spend time with animals than humans every day of the week if I had the opportunity.
I know this isn't an option, but I would try to save both.
What if saving both ended up you drowning? And you knew that. You had to just choose one. Saying bye to both.
See ya.
You can't pick.
Guess what? I'm going to see Jesus. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll say the man just because that was my first thing.
You save the man. I'll get the dog.
Okay. Sounds good. We saved them both.
Perfect. I know you don't want to think about this, but how and when do you think the world will end? I don't know when.
I feel like we're definitely in the end times, but they also said that back in, like, you know,
2012, 2014. Well,
like back when Jesus, like when, you know, the walls of Jericho came down, they're like, you know, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously we don't know, but what was the question again? When do you
think? I think we're going to self-destruct.
Mass chaos.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Just self-destruct.
Yeah. It's already being mass chaos, right? Mm-hmm. Floods, fires, like California. I can't even believe that California is still even standing at this point.
It's slowly eroding.
I mean, just like even with all the fires and stuff.
Oh, like, and the rioting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I just can't even believe it. Also, sad news, my son's going there for...
Kind of. Do you count that? He's not going to leave this one small area.
No, I'm just saying, but it's just not like it's scary.
But if he's gonna be there, what better place to be?
I know, inside of a base. Yeah, I get you. A military base. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be super mass chaos. And when?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna say soon.
Being 5 to 10, 10 to 20.
I feel like it'll be 100 in my lifetime.
That the world will end?
Yeah. I really do, because there's so much that's going on. If you read Revelation.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do believe in my lifetime.
That's scary because I'm not much younger than you.
Yeah. So that could also mean in the next 50 years.
Okay. You're not living that long.
If I drink this water, I will.
Okay. If dinosaurs were still alive, what would life be like for us now? Example, would we have more or less advancement in technology or all of the modern day comforts, or would we be more like the cavemen still?
I feel like to work around the dinosaurs, we would have to be cavemen style.
That's what I'm saying. I think we would still be cavemen. They'd destroy everything before you could even advance anything.
Do you think that we could like do, you would have to have I guess we can make the...
Have you ever seen how big dinosaurs are? Like, have you ever been to Sternberg?
Yes, they're massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my other thought is like...
You're encaging them.
Right. If we were in caves, if we man-made caves, okay, then we could do we could do drones and stuff like that. Like, I feel like maybe that could be evolution, but like if we're... Yeah, are they domesticated or not?
To do all of the things to make the chips and stuff.
That's true.
Where you know, like, you'd have to have a metal plant of some sort. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think we would still be caveman style.
Yeah, I do too.
Because they would just destroy everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty sick boots, though.
Well.
Man, I don't know what it is with
these
questions.
Some really nice jewelry. Out of the teeth and the claws.
I don't wear jewelry.
Oh.
Well. I have this bracelet and my... rubber wedding ring, because I don't ever wear my actual one.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it's at. It's not like it was expensive.
Oh, that's,
at all.
That's great.
Okay.
Next.
This microphone costs more.
That's okay. It's the love that counts. I mean, the thought that counts.
Well, I picked it out and I bought it, so. Anyways. If animals could talk, what would be the funniest? I think, like, what animal would be the funniest is what they're asking.
How about a platypus?
See,
how are they even gonna, or an anteater?
That's what I was thinking. I had this question early, and I've contemplated this.
Mm-hmm.
And So I'm stuck between two.
Okay.
One is like the, I don't know what kind of monkey it is, but it's like a, let me see if I can find it. It's a certain type of monkey.
Okay.
It's a small monkey.
Okay.
Like, Oh, I guess it's just called a squirrel monkey.
Okay.
I think. Why is that picture super blurry? Yeah, a squirrel monkey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Very small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or a tree frog.
And how they talk?
Yeah.
What? Oh, because like how, they're so small.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. I hear ya. That's cute.
Those That's are my fun. Two.
Okay.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever bought?
That Monopoly game. I don't know. Probably something that I don't wear or have any use for. Like maybe the cake pants. I don't
know. Like, did you actually buy those though, or were they given to you?
I'm pretty sure I bought them at an auction.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I had an answer for this and I meant to like type it into my phone and I forgot. What was it? Let's circle back to that.
Okay.
What was it? Probably that karaoke set.
Something so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't.
I would say something that I haven't worn or, you know, like that's just ridiculous.
I don't buy clothes very often.
Why are you buying stuff? Stop buying stuff.
Yeah, I don't buy clothes very often. Not for myself, at least.
Yeah.
So those are all of the viewer questions other than the Drop Dead Fred one.
Okay.
So we'll circle back to that one. But okay. I came up with a couple of things as well.
Okay.
But if you have some stuff, we can definitely hit.
You go ahead.
So did you ever have to take home that fake baby in high school?
Yes. Junior high.
Do you think? Oh, okay. Do you think that should still be a part of school curriculum?
No, it didn't teach me anything.
Clearly.
Okay. When you have a fake baby at home and it's not even the real thing, like, yeah, you have to wake up with it. Yeah. You have to feed it, but it's not even the real thing. I think they need to put a cartoon, like, the most annoying cartoon, Barney, Paw Patrol, Bubble Guppies, something on loop for 16 hours.
That all you do is hear that.
Yes, the same thing. Or mom, babies. Babies are easy.
Mm-hmm.
You feed them, they go to sleep, you change
them. If they're crying, they're either hungry or wet.
Literally. And there's times that you're just like, I don't know what's wrong with the kid, but you just bounce
around. Good chance, though, they're hungry or they need their butt changed.
Right. Like bounce around, like it'd be fine. But I think that, like, you know, that one stage, that two stage, those
where I'm at in life.
Yes, like it is awful when they start running.
I'm in the trenches.
Yes, when they start running, when they start walking, when they start crawling.
Oh yeah,
like it's just a thing. Like I've never had a nice house ever.
Throwing tantrums.
Yes, never had a nice house because something's gonna get thrown, something's gonna fall, they're gonna run into something, they're gonna touch something.
You have a nice house.
I never used to, but now that my kids are older.
You've lived here for what, 8 years?
No, like I've never had like things out. Like I was never allowed to have nice things. Did I say a nice house?
Yeah, I'm That's like, you have a nice house.
I'm sorry.
Like nice you're things. Not living in the slums over here.
Okay, I'm just staying humble over here.
Like Heather, you have a very nice home.
I do have a very nice home. Thank you. I meant nice things in my home because
I was about to fight you.
Sorry, that's not what I meant.
I was about to burn it down.
Thanks for the correction.
Like you don't think it's nice? And burn it. If your house catches on fire, it's not.
Listen,
me,
my car's already messed up. Can we wait a week for the house?
I got a garage you can live in.
Oh my land!
It's got its own bathroom.
That's a plus. Yeah.
Well, half bath.
Oh my land! Yeah, half bath.
Shower.
The sink's big enough for us to shower in. The kids definitely. Me, whatever.
You'll
we'll take
fine.
Turns. Yeah, I'll be fine. in my head in the toilet.
There's plenty of baby wipes out there on the shelf.
There absolutely is. We can bring around the hose.
Wipe yourself up. How do you feel about alcohol being present at children's birthday parties?
This is a you question?
This is a me question because of a podcast that I listened to. They were talking about it and how it's
their opinion on it. Okay.
Yeah.
So my opinion with drinking, period, is I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's I was raised in an alcoholic family. I was like my I would say probably both sides of my family, my mom's family and my dad's family, they all drink. They have to have that to function, I feel like. And maybe I'm speaking out of turn. Like, maybe that's not really how they are, but that's what I perceive it as.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's side of the family, if there's a get-together, there's usually beer, alcohol of some sort. I'm not into that.
Do you think that a lot of that comes from, again, small-town Midwest stuff, or do you think that that's even in metropolitan areas where, like, families just...
I would say that that is just like a stigma that you grow up with. You lived
like
in
a family dynamic.
Yeah. Like you lived in the, I'm probably speaking like not what I should be, but like in the 90s, like I just feel like everybody's family get together was booze and you know, hamburgers or whatever, at a Christmas party at whatever. It was just because that's what they did. They drank with their friends. They partied with their friends. And then that's how they grew up because their parents didn't have any control over them. Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like that's how my grandma was with my dad. Like he was just a lost cause. Can I say that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like she just didn't have any control over him. He was getting in trouble at the age of 14. I mean, like running from the cops and stuff. So it was just like, whatever. So he just did whatever he wanted to do. And then it was like brought bread. I don't know. Ingrained into me that like cops don't matter. Like who's a cop? Like I'll just run from them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was always a thing. So I choose not to do that. I do not want my children to see that. And if you're going to have beer at your party, please have it in a solo cup or don't invite me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to explain to my kids that mommy juice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. That's annoying.
So very similar upbringing, not quite exactly the same, but very similar. But for me, if we're going to someone else's home and they're choosing to drink, I'm not leaving my kid there.
Right.
Like, it's not their kid's fault. It's not my kid's fault.
Right.
So I will stay there and I will
monitor my child.
Mm-hmm. But at my home, we don't even have alcohol on the premises.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I've been married almost 4 years. And in that 4 years, I've had 2 glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
At my wedding, I had a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Right. Whoa. You good?
But I've just never been a big... I can't say ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I went through that phase, obviously,
right.
But
right.
In my half mature adult life, never been a big drinker.
Yeah.
It wasn't my thing. Just didn't want to go down that path. But mm-hmm. even my husband is not a drinker.
Right.
Like he's not one that needs to pick up a 6-pack.
Right.
I don't know the last time he drank.
Right.
I could not tell you the last time that he drank. Now, if we go out to dinner or something, he may have one beer with dinner.
Right.
But again, I cannot tell you the last time that he drank. And I think that that's why we mesh so well, because that is a very hard thing to get over in a marriage. Mm-hmm. If one is a drinker and one mm-hmm. is not a drinker.
Yep.
And how do you handle that around your children and
yep.
situations?
Right.
But yeah, at our... We don't have alcohol at our house. We just had a birthday party last month. There mm-hmm. was no alcohol involved
mm-hmm.
whatsoever. Yeah. Especially a child's birthday
party.
Right,
I was going to say. It's a little different when it's an adult.
Well, and not only that, like if I'm having a party for my kid, I don't expect parents to hang out. I don't.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know,
right.
they're more than welcome to, but I don't expect
right.
them to. But how can I sit there and drink and try to be responsible for
other people's children?
Other people's children.
Yeah, yeah I agree.
So, yeah, it's just not a thing for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And never will be a thing for us.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly the reasonings, but Cody did quit drinking
mm-hmm.
six years ago.
Okay.
6 or 7 years ago now. Anyway, choice of his own. Super proud of him. But I think one of the biggest things for him was that that's how he grew up and he didn't want that.
Yeah.
He's not touched alcohol. There are times that we have gone out or I've gone to a conference or something and I'll have a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he will not. He has drank NA. NA? Is that what it is?
Yeah, not alcohol. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know,
I have found because when Cole and I first got together, we partied like, you know, and it wasn't probably for a couple years until we both decided like, hey, this is not what we want.
Yeah.
And I will say when you cut that out of your life, you find out who your friends are for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yep. I hear you.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a no-brainer adjustment for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. So if you are out there and you are struggling with addiction, with alcohol, please get help. That is a thing.
Call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can call me. I'll come talk. I'll sit. Yeah. Any addiction, not just alcohol.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I can't say that I'm perfect by any means. Like I've dealt with my own crap and, have had to help others through other situations, but
yeah,
I'll sit, I'll talk.
Yeah.
I'll bring some coffee.
Right.
So
right.
Any time, any place, any,
yeah,
any day of the week. So
we will try to help with resources.
Yeah.
Anything that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Big thing for me.
Yeah.
So this one was actually spawned from a conversation. I don't know if you were there or not at work.
Okay, here we go.
Would you ever sell pictures on Feet Finder?
Yes.
Heck yeah. No.
I mean,
20 like, bucks is 20 bucks.
I mean, okay, like, I mean.
They're not promiscuous.
Yeah, I was going to say selling your body. Is that still considered selling your body?
It's a picture of your foot.
Yes. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that because sometimes
if you see my toes,
one time, and our pastor's wife have listened to this.
Yes.
So Lord, forgive me if that's against the,
if it is, the, you if know, it like, is,
please, our, please reach out and let me know that I should not.
Yeah. Talk to us on Sunday so we can have some clarification on that.
I did have a very intense conversation with our pastor about that.
About our, not, the podcast? Finder.
Yes, about Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah, so no news is good news. Like, he didn't, there was this, like, you know, I guess it was personally.
I think if you know how to, like, decipher fiction versus nonfiction.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like, obviously, this is just for entertainment purposes.
Yes,
it's not, like, lifestyle.
Yes, right. Yeah, so it was just, we had a very in-depth conversation. It was just super fun.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite season of the year? Mm. We talked about sports seasons for kids, but what is your favorite season of the year?
So my thing in life is plants. Like, I love plants.
So spring.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And the rainy, the dreary. When you can just,
you
like,
got that in the fall.
Yeah, but mostly in the spring.
But you got it in the fall.
Okay, but
the colors are changing. The leaves are falling. I don't have to mow the grass.
I like the fall too. You got to mow the grass.
You don't have to.
Oh, I was gonna say, gosh.
Although this fall, I'm gonna have to mow again.
Seriously, it is super crazy. Super crazy with the rain. Yeah.
So we're at 58 and a half minutes.
Okay.
So do you have anything that you want to wrap us up with?
I want to do a fun fact. Remember, we were gonna
fun
do that.
Fact Friday, but on Thursday.
Yes. Okay. So fun fact: Golden Girls dug into over 100 cheesecakes on set. I love the Golden Girls.
And they dug into over 100 cheesecakes?
Uh-huh.
The four of them?
Yeah. On the set.
While filming?
Yeah. Isn't that super great?
100 cheesecakes.
I know. It don't...
That's a lot of cheesecake.
It is, but it almost doesn't seem like enough after you like
how many seasons
and episodes. Yeah. Yeah. Golden Girls are like my jam and I feel like we should have cheesecake every time we have a podcast.
I'm not upset about that. Oh, 180 episodes. So that's almost one every, well, that's more than one every other episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
180.
That's crazy.
And they dug into 100 cheesecakes.
More than 100, yeah.
So it could have been one every episode.
It could have been, yes. That's hilarious. That would be so fun.
Wow, now I'm going to have to go rewatch.
I know, right?
And like try to find all the cheesecakes.
That's fun, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Banter and Bonding.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
Later, Gator.